Hey, shalom everyone. I'm Amir Tsarfati from Connect in Galilee in the Jezreel Valley here in beloved Israel. And this is one more Author's Corner with my good friend Steve Yon, and this time with our good friend Barry Stagner. Shalom, gentlemen.
Shalom, Amir.
Good morning.
It's good to see you. Steve, today you're going to be the one that is running the show because we are both on the chairs of the interviewees.
I get to kick my feet up and relax for this. So this will be good. Yes. You guys, you're the ones who are on the spot this time.
Exactly.
But, I'm excited about talking about this book, just the whole concept of the book. But before we get started, if it's all right, let me open our time in prayer.
Yes.
All right. Lord, what a joy it is to be here with you to celebrate the completion of another vision that you gave to this ministry and to these men to put out something that can encourage people day by day by day. And that's such a powerful thing. With most books, they read them, then people put it aside, but this is one for an entire year can be an encouragement to people. So we're very excited about this. We thank you for the way you superintended the process. And now we give this time to you as we seek to effectively communicate just what it is this vision was that you gave to these men. So bless our time, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if you're wondering what book Steve was talking about, this is the book that Steve is going to talk to us about until he comes.
Until he comes. And I know that this is a work collaboration between the two of you. How did this come about? Where is this drawn from? Just give me some background. Barry, I don't know if we can start with you. Give some background on how this book came about.
Well, back in 2018, the conversation actually began. Amir sent me a text asking if I would want to jump on board with writing some devotions based on portions of sermons that are transcribed and cover that subject in a devotional form. So kind of kicked around some different titles for this and landed on the Bible Bites theme for each of these emails that go out every week. And then it was just, you know, take the subject matter from one of Amir's teachings and just write a devotion based on that. So it was just kind of a, you know, for me, it was just a real privilege to think about writing a devotion. I've actually written two other devotions. And when I finished the second one, I told myself, I will never write another devotional. Because it's just, you know, 400 and some odd pages by the time you're done. But, you know, to take this particular approach was just, it was an easy yes, you know, once write a devotion once a week based on something that's already been chosen and transcripted. And so it just, it made sense. It was, I think it was just a good start some 7 years ago now.
Yeah. And by the way, this has never been written with the intent of writing the devotionals for a book. Originally, we kind of realized that people have short span of concentration. I mean, they can't really, at least younger people, we need to take excerpts from my teachings on video and cut them to short pieces that conveys the main message. And so we called it Bible Bites, and it was all video, basically. It's just short videos of a minute long or 2 minutes long. And then we saw it fit to also become Bible Bites devotionals. And this is where Barry got into the picture. He brought the written form of the message to life, and when he said yes in 2018, I think it was not with the intention of having a book one day. It was with the faithfulness of literally bringing the Bible Bites to an audience that also wants to read devotionals. And that's how God works. You know, when you're faithful in one thing, he can take it and even make it something even bigger and greater. Right. And I think that's the beauty of this one. You know, both of us also recorded that, the audio version of the book. So, you know, either you get the book in the written format, which is super important, or you also get the audio one and you can hear us, the two of us, reading those devotionals. It's very amazing.
What I enjoy about the Bible Bites every week is it's a great mixture because it's teaching, so you get the doctrine and you learn through it, but then there's also that encouraging element. There's that very practical, okay, here's what the Bible says. Now, here's what it means to me as I'm looking at this world, as I see life around me, as I'm dealing with the problems day by day. Here's how this word applies to me. And I know for me, every Monday when I receive those, that's always such an encouragement. So just personally, I appreciate what the two of you do through that. Now, yeah. Amir, you teach all over the world and you teach in many different churches and you've taught with many different pastors. But there's something about the relationship that you have with Barry, where he is, the two of you together are teaching different conferences, together are on cruise, together going here and there. What is it that brought the two of you together? Was it this devotional, or was it something that goes farther back? How did the two of you connect? I think this is sort of the backstory that a lot of us who watch you guys, the backstory that we want to know. How did this become Amir and Barry teaching together?
Well, I think that originally I knew of Barry Stagner when he was still doing his channel, and I think I was a guest on one of the programs. And so that was before I got to know him in person. It was just being a guest on somebody's TV show that was mostly concentrated on news and current events in light of Bible prophecy. And Barry was the host of that program. And it was called World News Briefing, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right, Barry?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
World News Briefing. Yes. And so, you know, I'm being a guest on many different radio and TV shows. So, you know, I didn't think much of it. It was a great time together, but that's it. I didn't yet consider that knowing Barry at all. And in fact, I was invited to teach in a prophecy conference in Ohio. And when the doors of the elevator open, I see Barry Stagner there. And I think he was also very surprised because he was sure he's the speaker. I was sure I'm the speaker. And we learned there that both of us are the speakers. And not that I had any problem with that. It's just that I think none of us knew that the other one is going to be there, which was, you know, beautiful because it was a great surprise. But it wasn't until Barry stood up there and taught from Matthew 24 or Luke 21. I don't remember if it was one of the two, that I realized that this is really, truly someone who is on the same page with me on most things, if not all things, because as much as I want to consider myself as someone who is the closest to what Calvary Chapel is teaching on Bible prophecy and the teachings of Chuck Smith, and many of that is based on John Wolford's teachings from Dallas Theological Seminary, I did find myself in some areas disagreeing with some of the interpretation, but it wasn't a matter of salvation or anything that I would find myself distancing myself from any of those. I just thought that I see things differently. That's all. And to hear a Calvary Chapel pastor teaching something that is normally not taught in Calvary Chapels, and it fits 100% the way I see things. And I get it. Sometimes I get to see things differently because of where I come from and who I am and how I see things from where I, you know, from this perspective. And I don't make a big deal out of it. I mean, again, most of my Calvary Chapel pastors' friends are all holding the other opinion. But with Barry, I saw someone that we're very much connecting on the personal level of our personalities are such that we complement each other. And then comes the message. There is no confusion when we teach. We are on the same page. And so you feel comfortable with how you teach. You feel comfortable with the personality. And also you see someone who is genuinely and truly happy with your success, and you're happy with his success. And you see that it's really some, you know, this meekness and humility of Pastor Barry that really caused me to, you know, to want to be with him as much as I can when we do ministry. And as far as I'm concerned, that's how it was born, and it was born then. And you know, we've been traveling together not only across the United States. He was also in Israel with me at least once, but also we got to travel all around the world together, literally all around the world. I'm talking about all the way up to Australia, New Zealand, across Europe, and also in America, and, you know, U.S. and Canada, and the Philippines, and in other countries. So, I mean, I think that, you know, we are enjoying doing ministry together, and we find it a great privilege to work together.
You know, Barry, I know from having been a pastor for about a decade, and I know it's a 60-hour-a-week job, just taking care of the church, just shepherding the flock. So to add on other things, to add on speaking engagements and traveling and things like that, I know it's that much more of a burden, that much more of a time consumption for you. Yet you saw in Amir that here's a guy that's worth me putting the extra effort in to take that time to travel, to be away from the family with him. What was it about Amir that connected you in your heart to him?
Well, I mean, the obvious one would be that I've always had a love for Israel and the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. But again, the connection that was made, you know, with teaching, I think, was certainly part of it. But, you know, I felt very strongly about Behold Israel before Amir and I actually met by surprise, as he said, at least in the ministry sense. But it was just a very definite passion for the word, a love for God. And, you know, one of the things that is a solidifier in understanding anybody's commitment is worship, and to engage in community worship and the different situations we've been in, you know, just worshiping together and seeing that, you know, this isn't, you know, hurry up, get this out of the way so I can get up there and teach. There's a true engagement and depth of relationship with the Lord that manifests itself, and it's visible, tangible, and it's real. And I think that's the main thing. But, you know, I believe in the vision of Behold Israel. I believe that the world needs to do just that. The world needs to see Israel through the Bible's eyes. And that's really what Amir's heart is, and mine too. And, you know, it's as you were mentioning, Steve, about how we met and how this all got started. you know, when I was teaching, and it was from Matthew, my wife was seated behind a mirror, and she said he almost came out of his seat when I taught the portion of the Olivet Discourse that he was mentioning about the days before the flood, representing, you know, the church age. And so it was just, she got a good kick out of that. The Behold Israel team said, we saw it happen, and we saw God bring you two together. And that's, I mean, I think that's the most important thing that, you know, we do. I think our teaching styles complement one another. We have the same sense of humor. You know, we laugh, and we've commented multiple times that, you know, here we are sitting in a restaurant laughing our heads off when we haven't had a thing to drink. And it's just the joy of the Lord, you know, that and having such a privilege. And, you know, one of the things I think, just as far as a moment or a capsule, if you will, we were in the Philippines. There was a huge turnout for this event. I think we were in Davao, 2,500, 2,700 people present. And, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, I can't believe I'm sitting here. I can't believe I'm doing this. And Amir leans over and says to me, can you believe we get to do this? And so it's just that like-mindedness, I think, because it's not, and, you know, I think in summary, we were just in Lee's Summit, Missouri, and right as you, this massive, massive, beautiful church, and right as you walk out of the green room and onto the stage, there's a little plaque on the wall that says, it's not about you. And I think that sums up our feelings regarding what God has blessed us to do all over the world.
Yeah, that's, I think that's an attitude that you find throughout Behold Israel and the Behold Israel partners, is that the whole idea of it's not about you. I know that's what attracted me to work with Amir, to see the attention that he draws from so many places, but Amir, to know that in just talking with you, it's, you know, that it's not about you. It's about God. Oh, it's about his direction. And you never act without seeking his will, without seeking wise counsel. And that's something that I think God has blessed with this ministry. And I think this book, this devotional, is part of that vision. Yeah. It's, God has moved in a direction, and as we often say, all God is asking is for people who say yes. He's got the vision, he's got the direction, he's got the plan, and he just wants people to say, here I am, send me. And that's something that that you guys have done. And I see that is what's playing out with his devotional. What is it that people can expect when they open up this book? What will they be getting day by day? Is it, how is it divided up? Is it by sections, by topics? What does it look like?
Well, I don't think it's not exactly divided by topics, because obviously it's a daily devotional. So every single day, one should expect something from the Word of God. But I think as far as I know, I may be wrong, but as far as I know, it is the only 365 devotionals book that is focusing mostly on Bible prophecy, end times, and Israel. For the most part, and again, the thing is, when you read it, you read and you take something to yourself. This is it speaks to you personally, and how you should understand and look at things. God never, ever, ever chose Israel because of Israel. It has always been so the nations will know that he is God. He always, whatever he did with Israel, it's because he wants every one of us to see him through it, to understand him, to know him, and to love him, and to appreciate him. So I think that not only that you get to understand practically what it means to live in the last days, you get to understand also
what the last days are all about and what to expect, what's coming next. But you also get to understand how to live today in light of what's going on around the world, which is the most important thing that a person wants to get when he reads a daily devotional. How does it speak to me? I mean, it's nice to read news about Russia or about Iran or about Israel or about Palestine, whatever. But how does it relate to me today when I wake up in the morning and I'm about to go to work and all of that? So this is a very unique one that I think will bless many people. And I think that, you know, the combination of the messages and the written devotionals that were based on them, I think it's phenomenal. And again, having read it also now, audibly read it also to the microphone, made it even more special. That's what it's all about. Barry, maybe you can elaborate more about the topics and all of that.
Yeah, Amir, I think one of the great takeaways from the book is that, you know, so many things are forgotten or overlooked regarding the nation of Israel. Everybody gets stuck on the political elements of all that. But the truth of the matter is, really what the Bible is about and what this devotion is about is that God is faithful. And that's the takeaway, I think, from many of the devotions, because it's pointing to the fact that, you know, yeah, Israel went into captivity. You know, they had the Babylonian experience, the Assyrian captivity as well. But God said, you know what? I chose you and I'm going to be faithful to you in spite of some of the things that took place historically, and I'm going to bring you back into the land. And so really, I think there's just constant reminders of the faithfulness of God that is proven through the nation of Israel. And sadly, I think a lot of these things are often overlooked because of the things I mentioned a moment ago, that people get hung up on so many things and fail to see the faithfulness, the mercy, the grace of Almighty God that's manifested in all sorts of ways throughout Israel's history. But I think we have a view that we should be thankful for every single day. We see God said he was going to do something, and even though it took 2,000 years almost to do it, if he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And he was faithful to his word. So I think that's where you find the kind of rubber meets the road application with these devotions.
You know, I think when it comes to devotionals, I've found there are books that make you say, huh, and there's other books that make you say, hmm. And the huh is like, oh, that's interesting information. Okay, wow, that's nice to know. And the hmm is, oh, wow, that's something I need to chew on a little bit. I need to look at how that applies to me. I think as I look at Bible Bites, and so I know what's in this devotional, this is a great mix of the two, because there are those biblical insights that make you go, huh, I'd never seen that before. That's really interesting. But then it comes down to that, okay, now that I know that, this is what I need to do with it. This is what I need to investigate in my own life. This is the encouragement that I need to take out of it. Oh, this is what God is doing. So I think this is a wonderful tool. And what I love, and I don't know how much you guys had to do with this as far as the timing, this is coming out just before Christmas, which I think is perfect timing, because what a great gift this book can be to someone who you just want to give to them, that they can be encouraged throughout the year.
I totally agree with you. It can be also a great gift if you pre-order for Thanksgiving and just give them the voucher of the pre-order on Thanksgiving, and a few days later, you can give them also the book. But again, you're right. For Christmas, it makes more sense. But the beauty about this book does not have a date. It has the day, day one, day two. So you can actually use this book every year in every single part of the year and still find those truths as a truth as they were the year before. This is one of those books that you don't read it once and it stays on your shelf. This is one of those books that you want to keep it next to your bed, and you will use it probably every day for the next many years, if we're still here. I hope not. But I totally believe that even the cover of the book is with the hope that we have. I mean, right now we're dealing with the Messiah that had the crown of thorns, who died for us, but we know he's coming back to reign. And look at the crown underneath. He's coming back to reign, and we will reign with him. He is the King of Kings. And so there's so much hope in this book. And in this world, in the world in which we live right now, it's so hard to find hope with everything that is going on all around us. Things are not going to get better. They're not going to get better in America. They're not going to get better in the Middle East. They're certainly not going to get better in Europe and other places around the world. But we do have hope. And the only hope that we can find, the way into truth and hope and life, is in our Messiah and in the fact that he's not just up there, he's coming back and he will return with us, and he is going to fulfill his plan to return to be the King of the Jewish people and to reign from Jerusalem, and we will reign with him, and he is faithful to his promises to his own brethren as well. So, you know, the way God is dealing with Israel is the insurance policy to every believer to know how faithful he is to all the promises that he has for each and every one of us. And until he comes, we can read these things and hold on to that hope, and remember the day is approaching.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I know our time is running short here. Barry, is there any last things? Are there any last things that you want to say about this book? Anything that you're encouraged about that can come from people reading this book each day?
Well, again, I think it points our minds through the fog of what's going on in the world to the one who, as Psalm 121 says, from whence comes our help? Our help comes from you, the maker of heaven and earth. And I think this is really the best takeaway in times such as these. And, you know, it equips the saints for the work of ministry as well, because we do have an added segment of ministry since October 7th, 2023. We need to get the information out there that's actually factual and true to the rest of the world, especially young people, and let them know what Israel being back in the land is actually all about. It just proves that the Bible is the inspired word of God, and every word of it is true. And it will, the reading of it and the proclaiming of it, it will not return void. It will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. So, you know, it's a Bible-based devotion on Amir's sermons and devotions that incorporate some of the scriptures that he used. And so it's just an equipping and encouraging and a hope-instilling book, as Amir said a moment ago. So I think that's probably the primary takeaway.
And we want to encourage people to pre-order, go to Amazon and pre-order now. And the reason is, and we're always saying that, and I hope I don't sound like a broken record here, but again, and it's a proof. I ask for this also with Ezekiel, and the proof is that Ezekiel, it's if you really think about it, when was the last time a book about the prophet Ezekiel made it to the New York Times best-selling list? And the Downtown only reason, but never. But the only thing it did, it's because people were ready to engage in that battle and to join forces and to pre-order it. So it got the attention of the New York Times, which got the attention of Walmart and Target, Hobby Lobby and others. And now, Steve, every person that walks into those stores can find Exploring Ezekiel on the shelves of the brick and mortar shops of secular stores. And he can take it and and say, okay, what is this all about? But these people would have never walked into a Christian bookstore. And the same thing we want to do with this one. We really want people to find hope in the Word of God. And again, 365 daily devotions as we wait, as we await His return. So, I mean, go on Amazon and pre-order it as soon as you can. Maybe even buy a few and give it to family and friends. And let's get this thing into those stores and let's get the attention of the non-believers all around the world. This is an easy battle that you can take part of and a one that can bless so many without you even knowing. So, yeah.
Well, I think that wraps up our time for today. Amir, do you want to close us out?
Yes. Thank you, Lord. We are truly amazed at the things that you're doing. And the things that you're doing when we bring forth your word and we try to bring it to the attention of the whole world, because your word will never, ever come back void. So, Lord, we thank you for the privilege of living in these days. And we also thank you for the privilege of knowing you personally and having the ability to bring all of those amazing things that we've learned from you down in writing, so everyone around will see and understand and be blessed by it. Father, we pray that this book not only will get the attention of people, but will draw them unto you. And we pray that this book will bring about salvation to many, that in this book they'll find hope for today, and they'll find the peace that they're looking for. And again, it's not this book, it's the Word of God that this book is talking about. We pray that this book will be a direction sign to go and read the Word and to get to know you personally. So we pray that just as you amazed us before with the previous books, you will do your work even with this one, and that your name alone will be glorified through this, and that none of us will even dare to claim anything for ourselves. This is not about us. It's not because of us. And we thank you that we can understand that, because we know ourselves better than anyone else. And we know that it's about you, it's from you, it's through you, and it's that your name will be known all around. So bless your work, bless your word. And again, we are thankful that we can be part of it. We're privileged. And we thank you for that. In the name of the Word of God, in the name of the King of Kings, and the one that gives us hope, in the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen.
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 All right. All right. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Barry, for this wonderful way of getting to know this coming book. In 2 weeks or so, this book will be launched. And again, we ask you to be part of this battle, not only to get the book, to be blessed by it yourself, but to get it also to bless others. We want the word in these days of biblical or Bible illiteracy, we want this book to direct people to the Word of God so they will know Him and they will know His power to change lives. So we thank you. Thank you, everyone. And please share this video with people that you think it's important to. Thank you again, and God bless you from Galilee in Israel and from California and Denver. Thank you, and God bless.